Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Kicking off the second hour of the program, you can dial in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody. And Chris.
We're going to continue with taking your calls and thoughts. Looks like San Francisco is back into lockdown mode. They were one of the first, if not the first, major city in the United States earlier this year to completely lock down. And it took them a long time, longer than I think almost anywhere else, to actually do any kind of reopening. And it was, I think, in September.
They really milked it.
Yeah, well, they screwed their population pretty good. But they, quote, reopened in September when they allowed restaurants to have 25% of their capacity. And then, like, 3 weeks later, immediately told them, nope, you can't be doing that anymore. We're closing you back down. And now they're locking the entire place back down in San Francisco, as well as rents drop dramatically in the city. It's still high, but they're 20% lower now than they were at the start of the year.
These people are fleeing.
Yes, they are.
See, I don't know. It seems to me like if they really want to do this right, they just need to not have people like us around. So how about if they send all their malcontents to New Hampshire and they can keep the weaklings and the fools?
Something tells me that's not the way it would play out.
Well, I mean, I don't want all the malcontents here. I'd rather have the principled ones.
You're not a malcontent at this point. You're a fool.
I'd rather have the libertarian ones move up here. But, you know, I'm willing to work with anybody, and that's why I've been going to Republican and lefty meetings and protests and such to reach out to both sides. Yeah. If somebody's upset at the government, I want to talk to them.
I suspect a lot of the malcontents, though, you would end up finding are going to be leaning more liberty just because they have that experience with, they've seen through, you know, a lot of the garbage, you know, that's been shoved down all our throats. But I do also agree that they're not going to be liberty people in that 100%.
They got to start somewhere.
Right?
Everybody's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, if somebody's upset at the government, then that's what, you know, I want to talk to that person.
Yeah, but if they love the arbitrary exercise of power, you got to be happy as a clam right now. You know?
Well, especially if you're the one arbitrarily exercising it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kirby. He's on the line in Indiana watching us on our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen, especially you, nobody.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
I got to work today, and there was a memo on the board that said, starting next Tuesday, all employees will get a app sent to their phone, and we have to check this app every day and tell it whether or not we have any COVID symptoms. If we do not use this app, the first couple of times we are just subject to be sent back home for the day. After that, you are subject to termination.
Wow.
I'm not even sure that's legal.
I would tell them, here's what I would do.
They're requiring you to disclose medical information to them, so they may well be fall afoul of something like HIPAA.
What were you going to say you would do, though, Chris?
Yeah, you know what I would do? I would tell them if you might put your job at risk, by the way, but I would tell them if they want me to install an app on my phone, first of all, I don't even have a phone that their app will work on, but if they want me to install an app on their phone, well, give me a phone.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about the people who don't have phones? I understand that that's hard for people to believe out there.
Or don't have phones that'll work with their app, right?
Right. Some people have flip phones. Some people don't have a phone at all. What about those people?
Firefox phones.
Are they not allowed to work?
Other phones.
And some people are computer illiterate like me.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 3 days to download Twitch.
Wow.
You got a slow connection, bro.
Download Twitch?
No, but if you have a phone, you do.
I don't do computers. I don't do anything digital. I'm a very analog dude. Mm-hmm. I don't feel comfortable with computers or electronics, so I avoid them.
Gotcha.
And I'm the same way with humans.
Yeah, it, well,
you are.
Humans, too. But they put this out on Friday, telling us it's going to go into effect next Tuesday. So that gives us no time to make contact with the office, try and figure out what's what. And I have a smartphone, but it's a lot smarter than I am. And I've been hit in the head.
Smartphones are dumb.
You know, so and like I said, I just think it's illegal. I think it's unconstitutional. And they are about to force we the people to act a friggin' fool. Because people are getting tired of being pushed around, abused, stepped on. I mean, I go places and they refuse to even open the door for you if you're not wearing a mask.
Hmm. What do you do exactly?
I'm a security guard, believe
security
it or not.
Security guard,
okay. Yeah.
I work in a building that's closed at night, so it's just me. I'm the supervisor, so I have two employees that work with me at night. Mm-hmm. At night, we got 300,000 square feet for two people. You know.
Wow.
Are they making you wear a mask while you're on the job?
According to the memos, I'm supposed to wear a mask while I'm here, or unless there's a lot of room, which there
no
is.
No one there.
Yeah. But you might get nobody sick.
Well, no, nobody ever gets sick. No, who would want to get nobody sick? And by the way, I was listening to NPR Tuesday. This new vaccine for COVID is made out of genetic material from fetuses.
Wow. We heard that tonight, actually, by one of the doctors that was sitting with us at dinner time.
There is no way I'm going to take some vaccine that they cobbled together like Dr. McCoy in an hour.
That's the other thing, because it usually takes, 5 to 10 years to get a drug approved, and this one's been approved in less than 12 months.
Yeah, a lot of things don't get approved for a decade.
Well, hey, look, I'm fine if the FDA were to disappear tomorrow. I still wouldn't take this concoction. But I'm fine with letting people make choices for themselves. Yeah. As far as if you want to take an unapproved thing, then that's just your body. You should be able to put whatever you want into it. So, you know, but it is interesting that they did, you know, all of a sudden, 8 months, they've got a vaccine ready. Okay.
Yeah.
You're the test subject, by the way.
It's been ready, probably. Chances are, whatever the heck that vaccine is going to do is part of the reason they're pulling this scam.
In their defense, they did remove a lot of the regulations that held things up. So
they could develop
and test these drugs, or at least some of them.
Yeah.
Well, in a few years, the popular commercial will be, you may be entitled to compensation.
They've given total immunity to the vaccine company,
which is nothing new.
It's to a greater extent now. So no matter what this stuff does to you, you won't get a dime.
Well, I'm not taking it.
I'm not taking it either.
Me neither. But hey, Obama says, and George Bush, and Bill Clinton even say they're going to take it. So it's okay.
They can say whatever they want to, but we couldn't prove it, could we?
You can't prove what's in, you know, even if you see them getting a shot, you still wouldn't know for sure. They're getting sugar water or whatever, right?
For them, it'll probably be heroin and cocaine.
Did you get my message on Facebook?
Did you send it to Kirby?
I don't know if this is an on-air conversation.
Well, I'll just say get in touch with me, because there's somebody else down there who wants to start a gun church.
You should probably contact off of Facebook about things like gun church. You know what I mean? Like, that's probably
I don't know any other way to contact this particular individual.
I guess you could give your email out, though.
Except right now.
Send an email
to electnobody.com, and I'll put you in touch with this guy.
Send it to who?
electnobody.com.
You've got to give an email address, dude. If you just give it a URL, they're not going to understand what you're
okay.
saying.
Oh, okay. Nobody at electnobody.com.
There you go. Kirby, thanks for the call tonight. Yeah. I appreciate it, man. I know what you're saying. You can email anything at electnobody.com, and it'll get to you.
Yeah.
But you still got to give people
what
they're
psychologically, they don't grasp that.
Right. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want here. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop is beautiful blonde. The coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold Border Collie Pit Mix has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dynavite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DinoVite.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. All you got to do is dial in toll-free. We're talking about the vaccine. Apparently, George Bush, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton, they're going to get this vaccine. They're announcing publicly that they're going to receive the vaccine. They're willing to do it on video to prove it and make people feel safe about it.
All you have to do is do a chemical analysis of the chemical on the video, and you'll know for sure that they got the vaccine.
Oh, they're not going to let you do that. You just have to trust them.
Oh, okay, so they're not proving anything.
Well, but they're politicians. They would never tell a lie. Never. Right? Right?
Right. Right. Yeah, like George Washington.
855-450-FREE.
He cut down that cherry tree.
Also, I want you to know about Divi, and it is a cryptocurrency that allows you to easily run a masternode, which is something that before Divi had never been done so simply. They've really made it super fast. You do need to acquire Divi in order to run a masternode. In order to do that, you can get Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. Just go to DiviProject.org. You can click into their Telegram chat room. There's a link there on the front page of their website, diviproject.org, diviproject.org. So we're going to continue here with your calls, your thoughts. If you want to join us, you can bring up anything. But I wanted to read a little bit in detail about this story about Barack Obama, George Bush, and Bill Clinton all lining up to receive the vaccine. Well, according to the Associated Press, the former President Barack Obama said during an episode of Sirius XM's The Joe Madison Show on Thursday, quote, "I promise you that when it's been made for people who are less at risk, I will be taking it." So what does that mean?
Well, he's a politician.
Sorry, you both talked at the same time. What?
He wants the people to be guinea pigs, and then he'll take it.
That is what that means, yeah. I think.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's not when it first comes out. When it's made available for people who are less at risk, he says. Yes.
Well, and of course, he's also an old mother, so, mm-hmm. you know, he should be more at risk.
Obama,
but
is he still in his, I think he's in his 50s, right?
Oh, I thought you said George Bush.
No, that was a quote from Obama. We'll get to Bush. He's in here, too. I don't know if he's in his 50s, right? Late 50s, maybe? Mid to
got to be at least late 50s, I would
think.
Yeah,
I would think. I think probably Bush and Clinton are getting up there. They're probably late 60s, early 70s or something.
Clinton looks like he's 90. My God. Apparently, living with the Wicked Witch of the West
takes
it out of you.
Bill Clinton is 74 years old, according to the internet.
He doesn't look a day over 90.
So, according to Barack Obama, he says, quote, "I may end up taking it on TV or having it filmed, just so that people know that I trust this science," he said.
Yeah. The science that they haven't done, because science, of course, would be studying what this vaccine does.
Oh, they'll be studying.
They haven't had time to do that.
They will be, though,
but
once they start to give it out.
Luckily, they're not going to be doing animal testing on it. They're going to test it on us instead.
Well, according to the AP...
Not us, because I'm not taking it.
That may not be possible for a while, says the AP. The FDA will consider authorizing emergency use of two vaccines made by Pfizer and Moderna later this month, but current estimates project that no more than 20 million doses of each vaccine will be available by the end of this year.
That's not how vaccines work. Vaccines work by giving you an immunity before you catch the thing. It's not something you take in an emergency. You don't take the chickenpox vaccine when you've already got the chickenpox. That would be pointless.
I don't think they're saying that's what they're going to do.
Well, yeah. What's the emergency use for a vaccine?
Certain people have priority. So according to this story here, healthcare workers and nursing home residents, they say, should be at the front of the line. According to the...
They certainly did put the nursing home residents at the front of the line to get COVID by shoving those patients in the nursing homes with them.
They did that in multiple states. According to the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, so some bureaucrats or whatever have a list, basically. They say that encompasses about 24 million people out of the U.S. population of around 330 million. So, again, healthcare workers and nursing home residents will be at the front of the line. Each product requires...
Yeah, I understand why they'd want to take the old people out, because, you know, their Social Security is getting a little long in the tooth, but I wonder why they want to take the healthcare workers out.
So, whenever political people talk, you always want to look at their their words carefully, because sometimes they're chosen very carefully with, you know, published statements and things like that. Remember, people like Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, these are attorneys.
Well, that all depends on what your what the meaning of is.
That's what Clinton said way back when. And here's Clinton again saying he would, quote, definitely, unquote, be willing to get a vaccine as soon as one is, quote, available to him based on the priorities determined by public health officials, unquote.
Right.
So, again, not in a rush to receive the vaccine, mind you.
He's probably not that high on their kill list.
Quote, and he will do it in a public setting if it will help urge all Americans to do the same, according to Clinton spokesman Angel Urrenia. Urrenia decided to say whether Clinton's team has been in touch with other former presidents about perhaps setting up a joint public immunization session, whenever that might be possible. Former President George W. Bush's chief of staff, Freddie Ford, told CNN that Bush recently asked him to meet with Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert and liar, and Dr. Deborah Birx, the coronavirus response coordinator, to let them, quote, know that when the time is right, he wants to do what he can to help encourage his fellow citizens to get vaccinated. Quote, first, the vaccines need to be deemed safe and administered to the priority populations, according to the spokesman. Then President Bush will get in line for his and will gladly do so on camera.
Everybody will be so busy grieving their dead, they won't have time to notice he didn't do that.
Right. Well, even if they do it, as you said, how will we even know it's the real vaccine? But secondly, every single one of these three, all three of these men, have not made some big commitment here. All three of them made the exact same commitment, and that is to say, once a whole bunch of millions of Americans have received the vaccine and everybody's not dying off left and right, well then...
Which is a big if.
Yeah, then we'll get this vaccine to show everybody how safe it is. So they're not the first in line. If they really wanted to show how firmly they believed in the so-called science of the vaccine, I mean, they'd be the first three guys to get it.
They could have participated in the trials, right?
Well, I mean, it's not like it's going to sterilize them.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, one of the things that it's been said that this vaccine has the power or has the potential to do is cause widespread sterility among women. But they're not at risk of that.
Well, the only other living former president, Jimmy Carter, who at age 96 is the oldest ex-president in U.S. history, encouraged people to get vaccinated, but he himself stopped short of pledging to do so in public. Quote, Jimmy Carter and his wife Rosalynn today said they are in full support of COVID-19 vaccine efforts and encourage everyone who's eligible to get immunized as soon as it becomes available in their communities. However, they didn't say they would be willing to do it. Interesting.
Well, you know, they didn't go and fight the wars either.
That's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing, right? Like, didn't that make him?
Well, no, they didn't go and fight them. They sent other people to fight.
But wasn't Jimmy Carter one of the least warring presidents in our lifetime?
Okay, Carter, yeah, he actually was. And the one time he tried, he botched it.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, let's talk about vetoing military funding since we're on the subject.
Good.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies. And her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her Uncle Tom, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As our election contests continue here in Georgia and in courts across the country, I'll make you a promise. We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted.
Vice President Mike Pence's comments in Savannah, Georgia. The vice president continues.
We're going to keep fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out.
At a press conference in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Joe Biden is pushing for additional coronavirus relief.
I'm not alone in saying this situation is urgent. If we don't act now, the future will be very bleak. Americans need help, and they need it now.
It's a new record for the Dow gaining 248 points to close the week at 30,217, breaking the record set just last month. USA Radio News. A marijuana bill is headed to the Senate after passage by the Democratic-led House.
On this vote, the yeas are 228, the nays are 164. The bill is passed.
The measure would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. It would also expunge federal convictions for lower-level marijuana offenses. The bill has virtually no chance of passing the Republican-led Senate. The nation's economy is undergoing a massive change because of the pandemic. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick telling CNBC some of the adjustment made to slow the spread of the coronavirus will not go away once the nation has fully recovered.
And so I think in many ways we're seeing transformations of businesses. There may be some negative consequences to that when we see that some feature films are going to be released direct, basically to home video streaming.
Hamrick also foresees less business travel and more teleconference meetings. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, inviting you to join us here if you want. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently, Donald Trump threatening to veto military funding. We'll tell you about that. Also, want to make sure you know about ForkFest, though. That's coming up. And it's coming up in about 6 months from now, a little bit over, just over 6 months. So it's time to start planning for it. Maybe you've been putting it off. Before you know it, it's going to be here. So, you know, right now, what I would suggest that you do is mark your calendar and maybe make a point of contacting Rogers Campground sooner rather than later to book your campsite for June 28th through July 4th of 2021. It will be the fifth annual ForkFest. 2021, it's going to be a great year, I think. It was great this year. And you know what? You probably aren't going to have much else to do if this COVID crackdown madness continues. So you might as well escape to New Hampshire and come hang out with a bunch of freedom-minded folks for an entire week, or as much of it as you can come up for, or more than an entire week if you want. You can stay for more than that.
You can stay for the rest of your life.
You sure could. But this is a good excuse to come on up and check out New Hampshire and get a feel for what it's like to actually be around a freedom-oriented community, probably for the first time in your lifetime. So come on up and see for yourself. Go to ForkFest.party. It's an unofficial website because there's no central control of ForkFest. There's no bureaucrats. There's no organizers. There's no, you know, board of directors. There's just people, and they do what they want. So if you want to create a thing for those people to do on your campsite, you can do that. Or if you just want to go hang out and do camp sort of things like, you know, put a fire together and drink or do other things, you can do that. Just go to forkfest.party to learn more. And again, mark your calendar, June 28th through July 4th. We will be there, and I think I can speak for the three of us.
Absolutely.
The LSD is generally better than the beer.
Forkfest.party. So, Chris, you had a surprising story tonight about Donald Trump, who, you know, some people believe he's going to all of a sudden come out as the winner of the election within the next 2 weeks. That seems optimistic, but either way, whether
I think the fix is in, but, you know, it could
happen. In what way? In what way? The fix
that I think they successfully cheated him.
Okay, so you think Biden is going to take the win?
I think he's going to take the win. I don't know if he'll ever take office, because he's pretty senile, and they might not want to somebody who's, you know, so senile that he touches children on camera now in as president.
So regardless of who ends up winning the election, Trump is still making waves.
He's not out yet, that's for sure.
Yeah, what is he saying now, Chris, and where's the story coming from?
So this is a story coming from Ars Technica, and the title of the story is Trump to Congress, repeal Section 230 or I'll veto military funding. So there's a bill coming up, and that bill basically is the big bill that effectively funds the military. And doesn't it
fund other things, or is it just the military?
It's you know, they sometimes it'll add stuff in that must, it's a must, it's what they call a must pass bill.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody wants to be seen as like
opposing the military,
right?
Yes,
so,
I do.
So they basically like to slip things into this. This happens every year, I believe, and they like to slip things into this bill, because it has to pass and everybody's going to vote for it. So stuff that wouldn't normally be able to pass on its own often gets passed alongside this.
So this is a huge boondoggle.
Oh, yeah.
Basically.
They put a lot of the handouts for their friends in there.
Yeah, definitely.
What do they call this thing? I feel like we've talked about it before.
Pork Central.
So
the National Defense Authorization Act, is that...
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because remember, they have to keep reauthorizing. Remember in the Constitution?
Yeah, in the Constitution, they have to authorize it every 2 years.
Right, because...
Which just gives them a perfect opportunity to hand out our money to the people they like.
But remember, the reason why they're doing that is constitutionally the standing army did not exist.
There's not supposed to be a standing army.
Right. Constitutionally, they only have a navy that's a standing organization. The army was supposed to be brought together when it was needed for defensive purposes.
Well, I'll tell you what, right? If the troops want my support, the troops are going to have to come here and fight for our freedom.
Go arrest Sununu.
Otherwise, I don't have... Yeah, go arrest Sununu.
That's the governor.
You know? Go take out some brutal cops. You know? Mm-hmm. Go killer cops. Take them out. Do something useful. Fight for our freedom.
Yeah, but then they'll get court-martialed and thrown in a prison cell.
Well, not if they win. That only happens to the losers.
If it's a successful coup, then that's not an issue.
That's a good point. All right, going on.
So, all right. So basically, he's threatening that if Section 230 does not get repealed as part of this authorization bill for the military funding, then he won't sign the bill that authorizes the military.
The thing is, if everybody needs this bill to pass, they'll override his veto, and that's the end of that.
Yeah, so that's a possibility.
I think he's only playing 2.5D chess now.
Yeah, that may be.
Let's explain, can you please explain what Section 230 is? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there like, what does that mean?
Yeah, Section 230. I could explain it to you, but I'll just read this short section that explains it. So Section 230 has two key provisions. One states that an online service provider can't be treated as the publisher of content created by a third party. So in other words, a place like YouTube, for example, if you publish a video to YouTube, YouTube isn't liable if that video is not authorized by the copyright holders to be published.
Right. So if I got on YouTube and I started saying things that were demonstrably false about somebody else, and you know, with libeling that person, then YouTube wouldn't be responsible legally as far as they didn't say those things.
There are some exceptions, I believe, to it, but yeah, it, generally speaking, the host...
The creator of the content is
right,
held liable
exactly,
for
exactly.
the things that they say.
Well, they might. They YouTube would probably help be held liable if somebody were saying something that was demonstrably true, but contrary to the best interests of the people running this prison.
Okay. So the second provision says that a provider can't be held liable for taking down content it considers to be obscene, lewd, lascivious, filthy, excessively violent, harassing, or otherwise objectionable.
Mm-hmm.
This includes or the inclusion of otherwise objectionable in this list gives online platforms essentially bulletproof protection against lawsuits for removing third-party content. So, in other words, even if they do take stuff down voluntarily, they don't become liable either, effectively. Mm-hmm. So they can choose to take something down or they can choose not to take it down.
And so basically, retain their liability. That allows big tech to control the entire conversation, especially
Whoa.
When we're locked down and we can't speak face-to-face. The only way that people are communicating is through their services, and anybody who's to the right of Stalin is getting silenced.
So here's the thing. There is censorship going on here, but it is private censorship. So it would be akin to walking into a business, saying something the owner doesn't like, and the owner kicking you out. It's effectively
except that normally that business isn't the only game in town,
and
at this point, if you want to reach people, the only game in town is the Facebook, Twitter, the things that the politicians have built up, the things that they have had the media build up as the places to be, the places to talk, the places that the CIA has pumped money into, the places that have been stealing our information.
But they don't reach people that effectively because you can be shadow banned on those platforms. The algorithms can ignore you.
Yeah, if you're on the wrong side.
Yeah.
This is how they brainwash people. This is how the brainwashing works. And it's not private because, this is being pushed by the government. It's
sure.
being pushed
and they're
by
the
deep state.
And this is why you should be getting off of those platforms.
Personally, I think it would be great if they did that, forced Facebook and Twitter out of business, and we could all go to decentralized platforms.
This is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Oh. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in. Toll free number for you. It's 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. You can also call in on our Matrix chat server. Just get on over to chat.lrn.fm, get connected there, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Also, don't forget you can visit us online over at freetalklive.com. We have a variety of features on the website, including archives that go back for years, almost not quite 15 years on there. There's a lot of years that you can listen to Free Talk Live and search through the archives as well over at freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We've got more on this story about Donald Trump threatening to veto the military funding bill, which would likely be passed overwhelmingly anyway, because as you pointed out, Chris, none of these politicians want to be seen as, quote, opposing the military.
Yeah.
Even though these bills are humongous boondoggles with all kinds of log rolling and political back scratching going on, which is one of the reasons why it would all get voted for over Trump's veto. But
if only he had vetoed the budget instead of signing the biggest budget in human history.
Yeah. He may have had more of an impact had he done that than this.
He wasn't actually looking to make the government smaller, even though a bunch of libertarians think that he was for whatever reason. I don't know why they believe that. But either way, there's more to say about the story. We'll get into it coming up. Sure. But let's go to Joe first in Michigan, listening to us online. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I noticed, I saw on Facebook that Trump was pulling troops out of Somalia.
Really?
That we had stationed over there. And just the comments from the left wingers, he's trying to set up Biden for failure and all this.
Biden will succeed in killing many, many people.
How long are we supposed to fight other people's wars for them? How many people have to die? How many people have to come home maimed? I mean, Afghanistan is the 20 years, dude. I mean, I got called I served in the service, not in the army when I was younger, and I got called a disgrace to veterans and un-American before because I said that we shouldn't be messing. We're not the world's police force. We shouldn't be fighting other people's wars for them.
Thank you.
Trying to bring our troops home.
And you know what? To Trump's credit.
And in that, I say thank you for your service in pointing that out.
Yeah. And Joe, one of the things you're saying here is also something that Donald Trump has said. And he does deserve credit for this. And you're right. I had not heard the news. I'm glad you shared this with us tonight, Joe. The story here from NBC News, Trump orders most U.S. troops, and not all of them, but most U.S. troops out of Somalia. He also said he was going to be pulling troops out of Afghanistan. And that order has, I believe, been activated. So there's a number of troops coming out of Afghanistan. I think the majority of them are coming out, but not all of them.
I wish he'd done that 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. He shouldn't have waited. It's too bad that he's doing all this last minute, and he's not going all the way, but still, he does deserve credit for doing something. And Joe, what else did you want to say? Go ahead.
I'm just, you know, we build roads and highways and infrastructure in other countries. You know, we go there, we'll fight their wars for them, and then we're there for forever. But, you know, at least here in Michigan, the roads, they really suck, dude. And where are our tax dollars going? And all these people, send your kid over there. And like I say, the military, we got to mind our own business. We can't fix the world's problems anymore. We don't have the money for it, and it's not worth the blood. And I'm just going to remind everybody, Biden's been there forever. He's just a neocon with a D next to his name. Mm-hmm. There's no difference between him and all the other warmongers that have been, for the past 40 years, have been getting us in trouble. So that's it. You guys have a good evening.
Joe, thanks,
Thank
man.
You.
I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the heads
and
up.
And you
on
are
that.
So right, bro.
Yeah, so nearly 800 troops represent a small footprint but are seen as a crucial bulwark against African-based extremist groups. So this is the opposition, right? So the opposition saying, he's going to be putting the world in danger.
Remember when the Democrats claimed to be for peace?
For anti-war, yeah.
Yeah, now they're all about the warmongering.
Yeah. Yeah, Trump really made them show their true colors.
Yeah.
In this case. So, I mean, look, the guy does deserve credit for stuff like this, and I will give it to him.
Yeah.
You know, and he made some good moves towards North Korea, which, you know, ultimately didn't pan out, sadly, but, you know, it was nice to see the effort in that particular case, and he has actually withdrawn troops from different parts of the Middle East, so... There's something
there.
It's not the best legacy, but there's something.
Well, if he's bringing you back from somewhere else and you want to be fighting for our freedom isn't there. It's here. So you're coming to exactly the right place to fight for it.
That's so true.
Take off that uniform, get out, but keep your weapon.
Yeah, definitely keep the weapon.
855 450 free like freedom. So we were actually just talking about military funding. Chris, you said that Trump is saying he will veto a military spending bill, which is also a big boondoggle bill as well, if the Congress does not pull Section 230 or revoke or whatever, Section 230, which is a Communications Decency Act from the 1990s, if I recall correctly, that says that online platforms are not liable for the content that their users create.
No, I believe it's the General Millennium Copyright Act.
Was that?
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
I thought it was
the Communications Decency Act was, I believe, overruled by some court, like, a bunch of different times because it was, they passed it once and then they passed it again and again and again because, well, you know, after the Supreme Court strikes it down,
no,
you know,
it's Communications Decency Act, according
to the EFF. That violates the right to free speech, but we want to violate the right to free speech.
According to the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Interesting.
It is Section 47 U.S.C. 230, a provision of the CDA, the Communications Decency Act.
Usually when laws like that get struck down, it's not the whole thing. It's like certain provisions.
And, yeah, that's true, too, but whatever the key provision is that they struck down has effectively nullified the whole act, or just about, from what I understand.
So this would be bad, though, right, Chris?
Yeah.
Like, if Section 230 went down, I mean,
then they would be treated just like the rest of us.
What do you mean?
Well,
no, that's not
we're not immune.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. If
say.
You have a platform online and somebody posts a comment on there that, you know, threatens to harm somebody or, you know, destroys reputation.
So,
or,
like, what Cantwell's in prison for?
No, he did.
He wasn't immune, was he?
No, that wasn't a public post.
It would be Telegram that would be immune, not him being immune.
No, no, no. And besides, so exactly, that wasn't a public post.
Exactly.
They didn't go after Telegram. They went after
him. Don't go after the big guys. No, they go after the users.
No, it wasn't a public post either way. So the idea that Telegram would be held responsible even absent Section 230, even if they were a U.S. corporation, which they're not, but it was a it was a private two-way conversation. They're talking about, like, public posts, right? Like, you know, posts on a like a message board or posts on a comment section or a YouTube upload or things that people can see.
I believe it immunizes them from any content period, but that's passed over their network or systems effectively. But
the idea behind that was because it wasn't an expression of them, it was an expression of their users.
Right, that's right.
Well, exactly. If you take your users' speech and you carve out everything you don't like, that speech isn't an expression of your users anymore. Mm-hmm. It's an expression of you.
What you read on Facebook is a reflection
of what Facebook believes, not what most of their users believe.
I mean,
because anybody who disagrees with Facebook is silent.
Yeah.
They, just like the New York Times, if they're choosing what's published, they should be just as liable as the New York Times is.
Well, the New York Times shouldn't be liable.
Well, I don't think they should be either, but you don't need that for that. Giving a certain...
The New York Times isn't liable
some
for
people
their opinion.
The New York Times is liable. They can be convicted
not for a letter
of libel.
To the editor.
They have been convicted of libel.
For a letter to the editor?
You put a disclaimer
on there that says these are the opinions of the writers. We do not have
If it was something that was written by the New York Times, then it would be liable. But if it's not, this is just as
if they decided who to hire, and the people that they chose to hire are writing libelous things, then they are liable.
Facebook
is choosing who gets to speak, and the people who choose to speak, they don't choose to pay the letters to the editor.
They do not pay the people who write letters
to the editor.
It
doesn't matter if they pay people who write the letters to the editor. What matters is that the content on Facebook is not a public forum. It is not a reflection.
Are you saying you think that the New York Times should be liable for
the
opinions
that because the New York Times is liable things they choose to publish, they're liable for the articles they publish because they choose what they publish. Facebook chooses what they publish.
So they should
be liable for every lie, just like the New York Times, and that should continue until Facebook becomes a public forum where anybody who wants to speak is able to
speak. A chance to speak in a moment. Yeah. We'll continue here. I don't know if I agree with you. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 next.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dogs. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.